Naked in the Rideshare, Stories of Gross Miscalculations. It's written by Rebecca Shaw and Ben Cronengold. They met at Yale in 2014, and since they've become a sensation as the youngest ever writers for Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show. They're also a couple, so maybe that creates an interesting dynamic as well. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Hey, Bruce. Hi. Thanks for having us.
We're so happy to be here.
Okay. Let's first start a little bit about, why writing a book, right? Writing comedy for somebody to do monologues or have an instant response. Why put it in a book form like this? What was the idea behind that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, we both grew up reading books like, you know, David Sedaris' collections and Simon Rich, Issa Rae, George Saunders. So it was sort of our comedic love, and then we got to be in a position where we got to contribute to the genre ourselves. So it's a bit of a throwback, you're totally right. And to write about young people right now in a book form, there's something a little bit oxymoronic about it, but we're rolling with it. It's one of our favorite ways to consume comedy.
Well, it's in short bites, right? You get a little bit, you come in, you find a couple stories, and then maybe you come back to it later. Or if you get engrossed in it, you go through the entire the book itself. Naked in the Rideshare is the name of the book. You win with the title, by the way. Let me put it that way first.
Oh, I'm so glad you think so. Yeah, I mean, I think we wanted to go for that idea of, you know, you're in your 20s and the feeling of being in the back of an Uber pool or something on your way to work and everyone around you is in business casual and somehow you don't even have pants on, you know, just being totally caught unawares for the adult world.
So when you're writing something like this, obviously it is, you know, sort of creative stories you're putting together. You have to draw from your real life, though. I would assume that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of the pieces are fiction, the majority are, but we also give you some insight into, you know, how we started dating, our time on the Tonight Show, but it's all through these sort of weird, fun, outrageous lenses. So instead of giving you a story about, oh, hey, here's a celebrity that we worked with on the Tonight Show, instead, for instance, we have a chapter about the contract that Rebecca and I drew up in the hypothetical event that Ryan Reynolds wanted to have a threesome with us after working together on a day of sketch comedy. So it's a way into our lives and what it's like to work together, but again, through these very big, hopefully pretty funny lenses.
Well, speaking of hypothetical, you open up the book with the chapter, We'd Kill Each Other, in which people say if they work with each other, they'd kill each other. And then it turns into what I was visualizing almost like a Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, Mr. and Mrs. Smith kind of duel at home where you take time to clean up the mess. And Rebecca, you call your mother in the middle of this thing.
I do. I was so impressed with one of Ben's moves that I felt like it was time to FaceTime her in and show her what he was up to.
That's really great. It kind of just sets the table for everything that goes on in here. Talk a little bit about maybe some of your favorite stories or the ones that you just really thought this captured a moment or really a piece in a Gen Z's life.
Yeah, it's such a great question. Rebecca, want to take it?
Totally. One of my favorite pieces in the book, like Ben said, we really try to, even though the stories are sort of big creative swings, we want to tell stories that feel very personal and feel like things that you will remember from your 20s, being like, ooh, I remember that feeling. So, for example, one that I love is called My College Friend, the Pope. And in it, we have these two girls, both in their early 20s, both sort of trying to figure it out in their careers, really bonding and commiserating over their crappy jobs. And then one of them comes in one day and says, you know, as you know, the Pope just died and the College of Cardinals met and I'm the new Pope. And it becomes this story about, you know, sort of trying to be happy for your friends when they get exciting career news, but feeling really jealous. And all of a sudden the other girl is following her to the Vatican and fielding calls from their college friends. And, you know, it becomes this sort of intimate story about learning to be happy for your friends, even when it suddenly feels like they've grown up without you.
It's all about coming of age. That's sort of our big thematic tie-in here. And as we know, Thanksgiving is around the corner. We're all about to be sitting at the dinner table, you know, passing stuffing to people that are generations apart from us. And we want to try to write these stories that are about Gen Z and they're a love letter / roast of our generation. But also, it's for the parents and grandparents of these kids who want to know what make their kids tick and laugh and what they're anxious about right now. And like Rebecca said, all of these experiences of being in your 20s and these emotional truths, they've iterated again and again and again. So it's also hopefully a connection point between generations.
Ben, when you're writing this, are you each taking a different story, or do you kind of collaborate on some of them, or, you know, add a little bit of injection into someone's story at that time?
That's a great question. We'll start out every morning pitching each other, and we'll say, hey, I'm thinking, why don't we do a story about Julius Caesar, and he's stabbed to death, but this time when he's stabbed, he's just really relieved that the other senators weren't hanging out without him. You know, Caesar has FOMO, and if I pitch that to Rebecca and she likes it, she's like, I love that. I'm going to run with it. I'll write it. I'll take the first pass, and I'll edit it. So it's really collaborative, and we only go for a story if it makes, if we're able to make the other person laugh when we pitch it to them out loud, which is a little trick that we learned on the Tonight Show.
How did you two meet?
We met freshman year of college, actually an accepted students meetup before the first week of school. So we have been dating and writing together pretty much ever since. It's been 9 years now, and we actually just got engaged a couple weeks ago.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Bruce,
so much.
Speaking of the college, I like the one where you talk about the students who are ended up becoming roommates. One of them couldn't figure out what time zone it was to figure out whether he needed to fill out the application. The other one couldn't determine whether he wanted to come out of the closet at that particular time.
Right. That's one of our favorite chapters, too. Yeah, it's called Butterscotch Galaxy. It's about these two college roommates who go on this sort of weird time-bending trip when they get so high on a specific strain of weed that they're sent back to Studio 54 in the heyday of disco. It's fun. We're trying to tell a story with that one about what it means to find your scene and the sort of love story that occurs between kind of every college freshman duo, even if that love story doesn't last forever.
Okay. Where do I find the naked guy in the ride share? That's what I want to know. I mean, it's not a chapter in itself. It's probably built in, or at least that's maybe just a meaning of something else, perhaps.
There's a little Easter egg in the book. By the end, there will be some reference. But, we're also thinking about doing some PR where we just send a naked guy through the city and hope for the best. So look out for that.
Well, sure. There's all sorts of ways to get, viral and people find out about you as well. And speaking of Easter eggs, you have a whole chapter. There's a back of the book there with Easter eggs related to things. But my thing in the book there at the end where you actually ask for feedback. Feedback at RebeccaAndBen.com. What kind of emails have you received under that at this point,
Oh, God, Bruce, we actually have to register that. Someone at RebeccaMen.com is getting some weird letters right now, but it's not us at the moment. But you're totally right. We end the book with a big ask for, how did we do? Because we're open to hearing if this was good, if this was bad. We're just sort of, a couple of young people looking for validation or to be torn apart. So, yeah, we really try to let readers in on the book experience. We have Easter eggs in the back for all the things you may have missed. Hopefully it's just a weird, wild ride. We always said we wanted to write a Frisbee book with this, the kind of book where you read a chapter or even a line in a chapter that makes you laugh or reminds you of someone that you know, such that you dog-ear the page and you Frisbee the book across the room to your mom or your sister or your best friend, and you want them to read it right now in front of you. So if you buy the book and Frisbee it and, probably hit a family member in the face with it, then we did our jobs.
Well, I will tell you, the size of this book fits perfectly on my shelf right next to my Paul Reiser's Couples book that he wrote a number of years ago. Seinfeld had one of those, It fits right there. It kind of has, to me, sort of the same temperament or at least the same quality of humor in it, too.
That's a huge compliment. We'll take it.
Sounds well. We appreciate your time. If you want to find out more about this book, get a hold of it, or even see what you two are up to, where's a good place to, or maybe fill out your gift registry if that occurs at some point in the future. Where do we go for that?
We've been saying we are registered at barnesandnoble.com. But no, I mean, Naked in the Rideshare is available wherever books are sold. So Amazon, the HarperCollins website, your favorite local bookstore.
Sounds great. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Take it easy.
Thanks for having us.
This is Rebecca Shaw, Ben Kronergold. Again, the book is called Naked in the Rideshare, Stories of Gross Miscalculations.